Did God make a bid today? First of all, great news. As of today, we are 90% of the way to our mid-year goal of 40,000. And Ever and I ask you to prayerfully consider joining our appeal with a gift. Thanks to a generous challenge from the Ortner Family Foundation, your mid-year gift will be doubled. And as you've probably seen, with a monthly gift of $10 to $49 a month, you'll receive a beautiful Trinity House Cafe handmade pottery mug. And with a monthly gift of $50 or more, you'll receive a mug as well as a signed and dedicated copy of our new book, Heaven in Your Home, Letters and Guide. So please consider partnering with us. So the question, did God make a bid today? Ever and I have long been intrigued by the idea of bids, which we first learned about in Dr. John Gottman's The Seven Principles for Making Marriage Work. In a key passage, he writes, "In marriage, couples are always making what I call bids for each other's attention, affection, humor, or support. Bids can be as minor as asking for a back rub, or as significant as seeking help in carrying the burden when an aging parent is ill. The partner responds to each bid either by turning toward the spouse or turning away. It's common sense to say that a tendency to turn toward these bids is the basis for trust, intimacy, and a healthy marriage. And Gottman's research proved this. In observation of newly married couples' reaction to one another's bids, he assigned a score. In follow-up research, he found that those who remained married had turned toward their partner's bids 86% of the time, while those who ended up divorced had averaged only 33%. Ouch. And all of this brings us to faith life, level one of your Trinity House, and our focus in the first week of each month. Building on Gottman's insights, here are two questions. How attentive are you to God's bids for your attention on a daily basis? Secondly, do you have a tendency to turn toward Him in those mini moments and everyday interactions? God's bids may come in the form of His Word, awaiting our prayerful contemplation each day, or in our attentiveness to a loved one whom God has entrusted to our care. Perhaps God is making a bid for our attention in adoration, the Mass, the Sacrament of Reconciliation, or in a simple walk to enjoy His creation. Or His bids may be awaiting us simply in silence. To be honest, these summer days of visits, camps, late nights, endless baseball games, traveling, and summer jobs can unfold at such a fast pace that we lose sight of God's bids for our attention. Our kids' schedules mean that 5 licensed drivers in our home are currently competing for 2 cars. We know that these opportunities for our kids are blessings, but if we're not careful, these opportunities can wear us down with fatigue, distraction, and even numbness. The threshold of July is a beautiful moment to pause and take stock of our attentiveness to God's bids for our attention in simple and practical ways. Take time to look for God's bids next time you are praying with Scripture. Take an inventory of things in your life that are compromising your attentiveness to God's bids. Smartphones and scrolling, anyone? And take steps to limit them. Invite the Holy Spirit to open your eyes anew to the divine bids that are coming your way each day. When you feel yourself turning away, pause and ask yourself, why am I resisting this chance to build trust and intimacy with Jesus? Share a recap of God's bids with your spouse or a trusted friend. As in marriage, there's an art and discipline to becoming more attentive to God's bids. After all, We are deeply wounded by original sin. St. Augustine defines sin as curvatus in se, being caved in on oneself, which sounds like the antithesis of being attentive to bids. Given this, we shouldn't be discouraged by our tendency to turn away, but simply commit to turning more toward God little by little. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, and we are beloved, adopted sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ, alive in us, alive in our marriages, has defeated sin and death, and along with it, our tendency to turn away. And if Christ is for us, who can be against us? If Christ is for us, how can we not but turn toward his bids in ever-deepening love?